I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The USDA has given us an early look at corn crop development, and Colorado corn growers are echoing the national corn growers who say trade disputes are doing more damage to low prices. First, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has a look at corn crop progress.
We now see more than half of the U.S. corn having reached the dough stage, 57%, well ahead of the five-year average of 37%, and last year's 39%. The state the furthest ahead of its five-year average is Illinois, now 81% dough. Five-year average is just 51%. We have our first look at corn dented, pretty early to be looking at these numbers. 12% is the national number for August 5th. That's twice the five-year average of 6%, twice what we saw this time last year.
Colorado corn, a primary feed source for Colorado livestock, has seen a price drop of 20% since the 1st of June, according to the Colorado Corn Trade Association. Kim Redden with the Colorado Corn Trade Association says that Colorado does not directly export corn to China, but it feeds a lot of livestock in the state, and some of that livestock, the meat products grown in Colorado, do get exported. Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett called the $12 billion aid package to U.S. farmers, quote, as insane as the policy that got us into this mess. Corn growers say they want to rely on markets, not aid. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.